Zora, I got you, you already know. Yeah, this is me, no other. I'm the man, king, head of slaughter. Moving with the stick like Harry Potter. Kill you if you riding with a pig, no Harry Plopper. Eat the beef like a chopper, eat the beef like a whopper. Fly around your city like a chopper, helicopter. Need a doctor, read me like a teleprompter. Write it out, I will prompt you. Not on the yard, but I will stomp you. This a reminder, a murder on these Zorab beats. No Sesame Street, like a cat, I will land on my feet. Keep a nine in my brief, keep the message so free. Yeah, we play for keeps, your talk is too cheap. Grinding all day, the sleep is for the weak. Get up and be a soldier, putting in the work. No coffee, no Folgers, paper loose sleeve, no folders. Girls ride me up and down like a roller coaster. Take a picture, here's a poster. Smile in your face like a joker. Then you kicked out the house for closure. My dreams, I'm getting closer. Not gonna stop until my wrist froze up like Minnesota. North Dakota, she shake it and I watch it pop like a soda. Slay a pussy like a black cobra. On the couch like Oprah. Chain iced up on my neck, gave a bitch a cold shoulder. I'm hard like a boulder, my heart getting colder. Lil' flip chain, game over. Y'all sleeping on me, catch a hangover. One day, pop out of a Range Rover. Rhyming like Hova, I'm a god, call me T-Hova.
King Kong at the top of the tower, I eat a chopper. Hispanic hoes know I'm a beast like El Chupacabra. I eat the goat, I am a goat. I'm killing raps, they capture quotes. I am the wave, y'all paddle boat. My flow so cold, better grab a coat. I already told you I'm an animal. Y'all niggas fruity like cantaloupe. Every to the game, I cantaloupe. I'm taking flight, young catapult. It's magical, I did joy, I'm bala. I'm begging you to give me the power. Child's play, it's a wild day. If this purse ain't flame, to find me one hotter. If it ain't bread, we ain't talking about nada. Bumble clock, shout out my shotter. The biggest lies that the devil wears Prada. Cause I don't like wearing designer. I'ma eat this beat, time to feast. I'm up there, don't let me off the leash. Take burn on some of man sheesh. I'm a motherfucking beast. Eat your face off like Buddy on the beach. On another track with my nigga TB. Don't watch me, nigga, watch TV. Pat Riley, my coach, I spit heat. Rather have hot head than cold feet. I'ma tell you like my ex told me. Fuck you, nigga, you can die slowly. Fuck your honor and fuck the coroner. Can't take dick, but I still put more in her. I'm fucking the whole world, no rubber. I just fuck the rap game, but I love her. Lay low, spit it slick like butter. T-Black, that's my motherfucking brother. Young nigga, get it straight out the gutter. About to milk the game like a udder. Yeah.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, it's your host, Daniel Imano, kicking off another episode of Imano Talk. I know y'all can't see me, but I know y'all can hear me right now, and I'll explain that in a little bit, but let's jump on into things. We're here with the one, the only, T Black. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, Just chilling, man.
Excellent.
Grinding, hustling.
The phone stand. It's always the phone stand, man. It's always like trying to figure that out. There you go. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out a little bit, but we'll jump on into things real quick. We kick things off with Eat a Chopper by T Black. But let's kick things off the right way, man. Tell the people, who is T Black? Where did you come from? What are you about? How did you get here? How'd you get into music?
Yeah, man. You know, I've been rapping since I was like 13 years old. You know, you already know what it is. I'm from Miami. You know, I rap from Overtown straight to North Miami. You know, that's where I pretty much grew up around. And, you know, just started rapping seriously as a career when I turned 23. I'm 26 now, so I've been doing this 3 years, like a career.
3 years, okay. And straight out of Miami as well. But you kind of sound like you got a little bit of an accent there.
Oh, yeah. My people's from Bahamas and Jamaica.
Okay, so you got a little islander in you, too. All right, cool. I like that, man. But so you said you were rapping since you were 13, so there's this 10-year gap where you didn't really look at it as a career, but you were obviously, you know, engulfed in the music. So take me through that real quick. How did you get your start at 13?
Oh, I was just like, you know, just like the typical stuff, freestyling in the lunchroom, beating on top of the tables and stuff like that. And that's when I started rapping and, you know, doing it for fun.
And what inspired you to do that? Just, it was kind of like a natural thing that everybody was doing, like at school, and you just jumped on in and excelled at it?
Yeah. Most definitely.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. And then what did you do in between those 10 years? You know, because you did this when you were in middle school. Was this something that you carried on through high school or just kind of had in your back pocket?
Yeah. Most definitely. This is like something I was doing through high school, freestyling, just having fun with it. But I just didn't know how to, like, you know, like pursue it like a career type stuff. Yeah.
Okay. And then at 23, what made you realize, you know what, this is the career I got to go after?
Man, I realized, man, this is like my happiness. This is my purpose. This is what I feel like I got sent here on this planet to do. It's to rap and give you know, give motivation, inspiration, make people have energetic and go crazy.
What was the inspiration? Was there a specific moment that you realized this, or?
Oh yeah. Cause I did the route that everybody would take, you know, fresh out of high school, go to college and, you know, try to find a job, but it was not working for me. So I was like, let me stop doing what everybody finds is cool, and let me go ahead and jump in the water and try to become a rapper.
Okay. Was it like the passion that was just like itching at the back of your mind?
Yeah. It was like, what if, because I already gave up on football, and I still to this day, I'd be like, man, I should be in the NFL. So like, you know, because you see now that we're at this age, you realize, damn, like, Patrick Mahomes is 24 years old.
Yeah, with a $450 million
yeah,
contract.
Yeah, like, you know, like, you realize, damn, everybody around in the NFL that's popping is around your age. Like, if you just stuck to it, you would have been, you know, a seven-figure type of dude, you know, and doing your thing and your love. So I was like, man, I don't want to be 40, 45 years old and be like, man, I wish I did, you know, pursue rap as much as I can, like, put it all, you know, put it on the line, you know.
So you played football in like high school? You were on your school team?
Nah. It was a lot going on in high school. It was a lot going on in high school that I couldn't even invest into football whatsoever, like moving too much and just couldn't, like, you know, stay still. Because that's why I said I rep from Overtown to North Miami, because during those years I was moving a lot.
Yeah, multiple cities at that time.
Yeah.
So okay. It's like, yeah. Well, let's jump on into our second track then real quick. So this way now people know exactly who you are. Let's give them another taste of what your music is like. But this next track that we're going to drop is called You Ain't Wanna Listen. So we're going to play that right here on Imano Talk. Y'all tune on in. This is You Ain't Wanna Listen by T Black.
I was on my grind, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was doing boss moves, you ain't wanna listen. You ain't wanna listen, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was down bad, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was on my grind, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was doing boss moves, you ain't wanna listen. You ain't wanna listen, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was chasing paper, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was doing money moves, you ain't wanna listen. Left me on scene, man. Wanna listen. I was fucking bad bitches, you ain't wanna listen. Came from the bottom, man, you ain't wanna listen. You was chasing bitches, I was counting riches. Clean as some dishes, treat this track like a burger, I'ma stay flipping. I'm in the field, man, you was gone missing. I put you on a mission, you failed, man. Man, you really was tripping. I got the bars like a villain, stay balling like Krillin. I'm hot, nigga, got you niggas fire drilling. I was down bad, man. I was on my grind, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was doing boss moves, you ain't wanna listen. You ain't wanna listen, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was down bad, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was on my grind, man, you ain't wanna listen. I was doing boss moves, you ain't wanna listen.
That was You Ain't Wanna Listen by T Black right here on Imano Talk. I like that track a lot because I love the beat. The beat is just very grimy, you know, yeah. And it's kind of like you like sending a message to somebody that obviously doubted you or, you know, underestimated you, something like that. And you're trying to tell them like, yo, I tried to tell you, but you didn't want to listen.
Yeah.
So take me through the idea of a track like that.
A track like that, you know, because I always been the underdog and that's what I rep for, you know, the people that didn't have much growing up. You know, that song was all about like, man, I told you. That, you know, I was going, same thing, which is I told you I was going to do something, but you never wanted to listen or pay attention to me. So, that, hold on, a whole bunch of screens on me. Yeah, so that song is just really about just proving the doubters wrong and, you know, proving everybody wrong. Girls that rejected you, you know, somebody that didn't see your vision, you know, it's just all about just like, I did it.
Yep. That's all. Because I think the biggest part about that is, right, like you mentioned, like, you know, girls that rejected you and people that doubted you, right? I think a lot of people, when they look at those situations, they think like, at one point I thought my goal was to impress you or, you know, satisfy what you believed in for me. But at the end of the day, I think you ultimately found out that you didn't want to listen about what I was trying to accomplish for myself. And then you accomplished it for yourself.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way within itself. So it sounds like you were ultimately able to find something within yourself in those moments.
Yeah. That's pretty much all my music is all about, like self-development and self-realization, mostly self-music, because like, you know, besides like, you know, cause I have a small circle, small team, you know, my boy, my best friend and my brother right here. And like, you know, a few others, but it's like really no, like, you know, like mentor over us. It just we have to do it like with ourselves to like prove. It's like, so it's always proving that I could do it, you know.
How do you feel like your team helps you benefit in that area?
Oh, just by motivating me, coming to the shows, you know, coming to support me, you know, giving me words of encouragement, you know, because when you're on this type of journey, man, you get discouraged a lot, you know, it's like sometimes not a lot of people come to your event. They rather watch online, you know. It is a lot of it's just a lot of obstacles you have to jump over when you're trying to like do this entrepreneur shit and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it becomes tough. And I think surrounding yourself with a good team is key, because a lot of the times, you know, when you get yourselves into these situations, as especially like an artist that's on the rise, when you start getting yourself into bigger and better situations, those people around you naturally gravitate into the positions around you. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're fit for it, sometimes they're not. So it's always good to piece together that good team to make sure that they do keep you motivated in that extent. And it sounds like you do have that going for you right there.
Yeah, most definitely.
Nice, yeah. Nice. Who were some early inspirations for you growing up as far as music goes?
Before we go, I just wanted to shout out Ja Labissiere and Zorab and Domo Beats. They like my main producers that produce almost every track you're gonna hear today. So I just wanted to shout out.
All right, shout out all the producers, man. Yeah. It's always good to have those in-house producers too.
Always too. Yeah, Ja Labissiere. But my inspirations is Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne always gonna be my favorite rapper. But like currently, J. Cole. Out of the new school.
Yeah, and everybody, you know, they always want to say J. Cole born, something like that, but yeah. Not J. There's a reason every time he comes out, he you know, goes platinum almost instantly. Yeah. He's a fire artist. I think some people underestimate that, but he's definitely a great inspiration, as is Wayne. I mean, Wayne, you know, is a great hit maker, and it gives you that yin and yang vibe, right? You got the hit maker, you got the soulful, in-depth, you know, retrospective rappers like J. Cole. It's like that yin and yang vibe, so I like that combination. Let's jump on into another track real quick. Let's jump on into that third track. This next track we're going to drop is called King by T Black. So tune on right here on Imano Talk. This is King by T Black.
Man, Range, man, you show your ass on this one. What the fuck? Be hard as fuck. Yeah.
You got Range, nigga.
The beat made by Range. We gon' make it rain. Like Cedric Baby, came here to entertain. Niggas broke, man, they pockets framed. I love my main bitch, Keisha. She makes sure my balls are strained. No strings attached, hanging on from a drawstring. Young money, drop that cash money like I'm Lil Wayne. Fly like I'm Max Payne. Coming after you like IRS, I need my interest plus tax, man. Like a dog, I'm breaking out of damn chain. Switching up the damn lane. Championship status 06, Dwayne Wade. See the hunger in my eyes, 2012 LeBron James. No Travis, but I'm the real LaFlame. No Walker Flocker, but I will keep the flame. Olympic flame, put on a gold jacket, cause I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'ma stay winning, no puppet game. No pretending, going down like chips and candy in a vent. Cold killer, my invention, I am no prevention. Too much class, that's why I used to skip detention. Let me took 7 days on the block, cause of suspension. I keep the shit together, moving, car suspension. Cut the bitch off like C-section. I'm that raw shit, listen, no protection. Going harder than you and horse erection. Tom Brady flow, I am so offensive. You literate niggas can't comprehend it. I'm the last avatar, watch me ear bend it. Shooting at these niggas, call my guns Cole Bennett. But if the cops ask my name Bennett, I ain't in it. I'm in the game, coach, these niggas playing in the scrimmage.
That was King by T Black right here on Imano Talk. I love that track, man. That producer snapped. You said his name is Range?
Yeah, Range. Yeah, and I didn't label it too good in the file, but the song name is King Diablo.
King Diablo. That track is fire, yeah, man. I like that when the beat is, it just, I think it sets the tone so heavy. And that track, I could see where your Lil Wayne influence comes in.
Oh, yeah.
Because he would have probably popped off on a beat like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then the way you went off was more punchline for punchline for punchline. And I like that a lot.
Yeah, that's what I was striving for on that one. That means a lot of versatility, you know? That's it.
Okay. How important is it to you to remain versatile?
Especially in this age, it's like the internet era. It's people just fast to move on. Like, I see they always going on the baby because the baby keep the same flow. But so it's like you got to, like, always switch it up. Like, I switch it up a lot, like, especially in this era. Like people just don't like the same type of music and same type of beat selections all the time. You got to switch the beat up, switch your flow up, switch everything up.
I feel like J. Cole is a good example of that to an extent, because I feel like with each album he releases, at least from a production standpoint, you could tell he's trying to enhance the sound he, you know, had and is moving it toward a new direction, and it seems like he's testing it out. Like, KOD was great in that aspect because he purposefully was, like, trying to go into the realm of, like, more trap beats and stuff like that, which was, it worked out very well. It was, I want to say, it was probably one of, if not his best-selling album.
Yeah, KOD was very good. Yeah, that was very versatility as hell. I love that album.
Yeah, great album. I mean, the live show too was even better. I got to see that live twice, once at Rolling Loud and then once on the tour. But it was a great show, great album. It shows versatility is necessary, I feel like, because up until he dropped KOD, that's where you really heard the most about, like, people like trying to say, like, he's boring, he does this, he does that. But then when he dropped KOD and it was more in the realm of what people wanted and he showed that versatility, they remained on their toes with their backs against the wall, and it put them in a position they didn't understand at that point. I think that's why now, even, you know, the pandemic kind of accelerated it, but you're seeing that transition now from, you know, no substance and things like that to versatility, in-depth, you know, retrospective. It's coming back more to the substance of music again.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. But you recently released a new track, Block Boy.
Oh, yeah, Block Boy, yeah.
Talk to me about it. What's good with that? The art was fire. The artwork looks fire. You know, we're going to listen to the track in a second, but talk to me about the track.
Oh, that song is just like showing authority, like, you know, I'm that man. I'm the man. And it just switched the momentum, because that's the next couple of tracks, because I'm just, like, putting out singles after singles, but that song build the momentum into the other track. Same to how I release You Ain't Wanna Listen, it gonna build the momentum into Block Boy, and then gonna take off with the promotion from there. But, that song was just, like just putting down your balls and saying, like, like, listen. It's kind of like a follow-up from You Ain't Wanna Listen, because I kind of mentioned some things, like, in Block Boy where I said, I thought I was ugly, little bitch, now you want to FaceTime. And, like it just goes to say, like, damn, I was dusty, now you're calling me back, trying to FaceTime me. And it's a lot of rhymes where I say, like I just remember you ain't want to date shit. And what else? It just pretty much just saying I'm the man, pretty much. That's a summarization of it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's jump on into it real quick so that people can hear the track, and then we'll talk about it from there. But this next track is T Black's latest track. It's called Block Boy. It's out now. Y'all make sure you listen to it. It's out right now here on Imano Talk. Tune on in. This is Block Boy.
Hey, man, I'm Block Boy. Man, I'm Block Boy. Chillin' on the block, boy, I'm Block Boy. I'm sick, I need a doc, boy. No JV, but I'm Block Boy. Dancing on these haters, TikTok, boy. Making movies like The Rock, boy. Like Mick Foley, hit you with a sock, boy. No top, boy, no walk, boy. Not from London, but I'm a top, boy. Gucci slide ass, nigga, watch your music flop, boy. All gas, no break shit. My fans like kids, they always wanna break shit. She moved to Cali, now she want a butt lift, a facelift. Pretty smile, braces. Now she hit me on the date tip. I remember she ain't wanted they shit. Now I'm counting blue faces, new cases, new cards, new races. Nothing basic like a jump drive, you can save it. New races, I am not a racist, but the money, yes sir, I'ma chase it. Damian Lillard trail blazing, I'ma blaze it. Man, that pussy so amazing, I'ma blaze it like a kid, I'ma raise it. On that purple like a raisin, on that purple like a raven. Keep it 100 like a Dalmatian. My life getting so amazing every day. New chick that I'm dating. Man, I'm like Flavor Flav. Man, I'm flavin' like hot Cheetos. Man, I'm flavin'. Hit me on the dateline. I thought I was ugly little bitch. Now you wanna FaceTime. Man, I'm block boy. Always got the hits in the back. I got stop boy. Chopper make you pop, lock and drop boy. This a real gun, not a prop boy. The weed so loud, smell it through the Ziploc boy. Got the streets on lock boy.
That's Block Boy by T Black. If you want to hear the whole track, you gotta go. You gotta go find it. You gotta go stream. You gotta go enjoy it. But that's basically the hit single going into 2021, right? What can we expect from T Black going into 2021? As the years actually now almost halfway through. We're already midway through April, right? Shit.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. What you can expect from me? More work. Just consistent work. I'm trying to like really strive and being consistent, dropping quality content. And that's what it is. Same thing how you mentioned the artwork. Like, I really compare myself to a company named Whole Foods because I used to work for it, you know, back in my early 20s. It's like they would literally throw things away that was fresh. Like, because they want the quality to be at 100%. And that's what I strive for. That's why I don't release out. That's why I don't release a mixtape, because like, I know I don't have the funds to like push a mixtape and push it to like the way I want it. So that's why I just, you know, invest a lot of money into singles, because I could put a lot of money. It's like kind of like you could raise one kid better than five kids.
Yeah,
you
know, course.
Unless you have the money. Okay, you do good with five kids, but like that's what I try to strive for. The quality, make sure the quality is amazing, artwork amazing. The video coming soon, the Block Boy 2, is pending right now. I did a behind the mic to it. Shout out to A. Welker.
Yeah, behind the mic is dope.
Yeah, I did that's coming this week actually. So look out for that. So everything is a good rollout. Everything rolls out properly and everything's like quality. Cause I want when people come to my page, they be like, yeah, he's serious. Like he investing some money into his craft. He ain't like just putting out like a cartoon or cover art or something like that. He really like making like, you know, like dollars and designs. A well-respected cover art person, well-respected videographer in Miami, do it for him. Like he makes industry standard videos and industry standard cover arts.
And you hold yourself to that standard. Yeah, I love that.
Most definitely.
That's fire, man. And then can we expect a project out of you? Is there anything else coming soon? Or are we just going to sit on Block Boy for a little bit?
Oh, no, he ain't going to sit on Block Boy. I'm releasing a new single in 2 months.
2 months.
I gave everything 2 months. Like I did release. You ain't want to listen 2 months.
So
ago.
You got a schedule to attend to.
Yeah. It's a schedule. Every 2 months, I'm gonna drop a new single, and it's gonna have the same quality rollout all the time.
I could dig that, man. Well, we're looking forward to everything you got coming out. Block Boy's out now. It's a banger. Everybody just heard it here first. We're looking forward to the singles coming out, though, man. And you know, hopefully another interview in the future to get you back, you know, talking about what else is coming out for you in the future. But let the people know where they could find you. So this way, you know, if they fuck with what they heard, they're going to follow you.
All right. Y'all could go ahead and follow me at T Black Forever on all social media, Instagram and Twitter. That's what I have now. And you could listen to my music, T Black, T space Black on all streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, Tidal, T Black. That's T Black. That's it.
Go follow, go stream that. But let me turn this camera around real quick so I could talk to y'all myself. So I had to sit like in this area. We had a little bit of restructuring, but just to talk to you guys real quick, this is actually the last episode of season 4. Our location was actually sold as of last week, and we're now having to vacate. With that being said, we unfortunately had to end the season a bit early, so we're honored to have T Black here to end the season with us. However, this is not the end of Imano Talk whatsoever. As I said, we're just relocating, right? It's a temporary pause in the moment, and once we do relocate, we're going to be back and better than ever for season 5. 5. We're targeting to have season 5 begin around August. But a little bit of a surprise that I wanted to tell you guys now to leave you off with. We do have actually 2 new co-hosts that will be joining the show. And we're already preparing the season. We already have a few guests lined up. It's going to be huge. We're going to have a great time. I can't wait for you guys to meet the co-hosts. And once we start rolling everything out, you will know everything first. So make sure you follow us on social media at EmanoTalk. That's at EmanoTalk. Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. Subscribe on YouTube if you're watching on YouTube right now. Leave a comment, like, all that good stuff. Go subscribe on all podcast platforms. We're available anywhere you can find a podcast. We're there. So go find us, subscribe, all that good stuff. We're going to leave you off here with one more track. It's called Grind Day by T Black. But till next time, season 5, we'll see y'all then. Much love. Thank you for everybody who tuned into season 4. It was huge. It was a great time. Thank you to all the artists. We had 29 beautiful episodes. It was a great time. You know, it's sad to leave this studio. I've had many memories in this studio. You know, even before EmanoTalk ever happened. So it's a little bit bittersweet, but this is a sign of bigger and better things to come. It's only another sign of growth. So I could assure you when we do come back, it's going to be a banger. But with that being said, we're going to end this off the right way with Grind Day by T Black. Much love, everybody. Take care.
Wake up early in the morning, grind, eh? Get up off your ass, man, it's grind, eh? Working doubles all week, man, it's grind, eh? Wet dose on you, man, it's grind, eh? Mama like where you been, it's grind, eh? Happy holidays, it's grind, eh? Happy holidays, it's grind, eh? Happy holidays, it's grind, eh? Get up early in the morning, time to grind, eh? Got no time for no Beyonce. Cause the money is my Beyonce. Man, I'm ignorant, kinda like Kanye. But I'ma take it beyond, yeah. Cause I'm getting cheese and the lettuce. Bitches on my bus like Jerome Bettis. AI, I'm the answer to...